Residents of the southwest Alaska village of Imanik are running out of food as a trifecta of bad circumstances have forced them into choosing between high-priced fuel or feeding themselves. A combination of a collapsed commercial fishery that left residents without summer income, an early fall freeze-up that prevented a final fall barge fuel shipment, and an unusual spell of extended cold has left residents in the Yupik village of 800 desperate. Resident Nicholas Tucker Sr. says he has had to spend $1,500 for heating fuel and propane for the last 2 months, leaving him with only $400 after the 9th to feed 9 people in his home.
And then it dawned on me, what about my neighbors? I made a VHF phone call and had people tell me exactly what's happening in their home. I had 25 calls in about 3 hours.
He says the stories he collected and submitted in a letter to the Bristol Bay Times are very sad.
Some of them literally have no food left. Don't know when their next meal is. No milk for their little ones. And couple of elders have to go out quietly alone someplace and cry because they can't do anything. And husband calls me and crying. It's okay. He's letting his wife eat. As long as his wife and children eat, he'll be okay.
Tucker says with the collapse of last year's salmon fishery, people were left with little recourse beyond subsistence. He says the area has no other cash employment in resource development, such as oil, mining, or timber. Tucker says gasoline is $7.25 a gallon, and people looking for firewood are having to search longer and farther away for driftwood logs that are buried under snow. Heating oil is $7.83 a gallon, and until today, the cold had been relentless.
This anomaly where I have not seen cold strike us as early as late September, lasting and worsening through as the winter progresses from late September through a day ago. Today's Hawaiian weather at about 7 degrees above right now.
Fuel was recently airlifted into the community, and the price is expected to rise to $11 per gallon. With temperatures dropping to 30 below, Tucker says one woman told him she is paying only for food and fuel, unable to pay any other expenses. Some have had to drop village water and sewer, reverting to honey buckets and hauling water. He says community members are hoping for help from others.
We are in need of some Pampers, formula, milk for cereal, lunch items for dinner. Some of them are sacrificing. I mean, Dutch don't have anything for breakfast, lunch, or maybe a little bit, trying to save their little bit of moose meat. Those things are real things happening.
But he says there has been some response from Alaskans and others in the lower 48 who read his published letter and have promised to send donations. He says money sent to the tribal council will be used for fuel vouchers for those hardest hit or to subsidize the price of the airlifted fuel. He says the response from concerned individuals has been wonderful, but they're still hoping to hear from the state of Alaska for help. Imanik Tribal Administrator Christine Alexi says some calls offering dry goods and cash donations have come in. She says on Saturday the community will hold a small potlatch
and do a distribution to those families that they know that are really in need. And then we're also do a traditional what we've been doing regularly for the past couple of years, you know, with having community people volunteer to go out and catch a like 2 or 3 moose and have all that meat distributed to those families too.
Alexi says the council is working on proxies to do the hunting.